Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's remarkable. Fans don't understand how difficult it is. I have lots of friends from upstate New York who are huge Buffalo Bills fans, and I think that they've done a phenomenal job. I think Sean McDermott is a great coach. I think they've got a great organization going. You know, but they had to go through 20 consecutive losing seasons. That's a long way to go with no chance as a football team. You know, Mike Tomlin and the Steelers organization, you know, the Rooney ownership, again, it was Kevin Colbert, now it's Omar Khan. It's a very much of a check your ego at the door type of organization. To be able to do what they've done, I just think it's incredibly remarkable. There's a reason it's only been done once in NFL history, and it's because it's very, very difficult to do. You know, when you start drafting 21, 22, 24, 28, it becomes very difficult to remain competitive. And the Steelers have done that, and I think a lot of that credit goes to Mike Tomlin.
All right. That's Rob King, the new Steelers play-by-play voice. I think that's actually from a podcast from up in Syracuse, from a local radio station there, Dom. But not one of whatever media, campus media stuff you're doing there. That's like from one of their talk shows.
Yeah, I'm assuming it's not the low-rent student radio station up at school, because that sounded professional.
Oh, man. You mean the one that produced me?
It produced a lot of good people. I'm not saying it didn't.
But much like Pomp, they've hit rock bottom is what you're telling me right now.
That radio station might as well just go under.
That's intern Dom, because Donnie's off and Malzy is on vacation. They're both actually on vacation at the 50-minute mark, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Fan weather is looking good in Detroit. It's warm there. It's humid, but it looks like they're going to get this game in tonight. The rain's not going to arrive in Detroit until around 9 or 10 o'clock. It's brought to you by the Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. So, Rob King calling Mike Tomlin's run of non-losing seasons incredibly remarkable. Fans don't understand how difficult it is. Fans don't get how hard it is to be mediocre or better for such a long time. I think he's nuts. Do you agree with that? 412-928-9370. I said before we started the segment, you go and work for a team, you obviously have to take the team's side on things. I'm not saying Rob isn't really good at his job or isn't professional or any of those things. I just think the way you talk about the organization you now work for has to change. What's Rob going to say Tomlin stinks at his job, and then a week later he's going to interview Mike Tomlin at training camp? You can't do that. So you have to take the comments like this with a grain of salt, but it is a nice springboard to a conversation about how people feel about the 18 years Tomlin's had without having a losing season. And we have to say it that way because one of the things you'll sometimes hear the nitwits who do national TV or national radio do, and you can spot them right away as the uninformed people that are just there because their agents got on the job or they don't do the homework or the research that's required to get better at the job, but they'll actually say Tomlin's had 18 straight winning seasons. That's not true. He's had 8-8 seasons. Rob says it's incredibly remarkable that they haven't had a losing season in 18 years. Well, two of those years they went 8-8, in 2012 and 2013, right in the thick, right in the prime of Ben Roethlisberger's best years playing football, in his late 20s. That, to me, is not incredibly remarkable. Allen Robinson, the Penn State wide receiver, I'm not going to treat everything he says like gospel, but he was on ESPN this week and said the Steelers team he was on 2 years ago, the one that lost to Buffalo in the playoffs, wildly underachieved. He said we were an underachieving team. That's someone on the team who said that. We've heard national media say things like that. That was a great coaching job by Tomlin because he got a team quarterback by Pickett, Trubisky, and Rudolph to the playoffs, which also ignores the point that Tomlin was the guy responsible for those quarterbacks being here and for Kenny Pickett not panning out. Fans don't understand how difficult it is. I mean, again, I love Rob, but that's like an insulting thing to say. Oh, I'm a fan. I don't get it. I can't comprehend it. I can't understand it. What's that mean? Like I'm a football nincompoop? You're preaching about football at a higher level? To go back to Don's college radio for a second, you're teaching graduate classes and I should be in football 1-1 or Steelers 101? The non-losing streak is incredibly remarkable. Then he said, the Steelers are the type of organization where you check your ego at the door. Again, I don't work for the Steelers, so I can say these things and not get in trouble. But I'll just ask you a question. Does Mike Tomlin strike you as someone who checks his ego at the door? Because my outside perception is the exact opposite. Like, he is extremely egotistical. Case in point, the assistant coaches he surrounds himself with. Do any of them really challenge him? Are any of them up and coming and good enough where, I don't know, they get recommended for other jobs? What does this coaching tree look like? Oh, yeah, that's right. It doesn't exist. There are obviously years in 18 years that have been remarkable or even incredibly remarkable. They won a Super Bowl his second year in. But like to say, hey, we need to respect or appreciate this 18-year run more because it's hard to do. I'm sorry. When the last eight of it is no playoff wins, and I hate to bring it up again, but it's the freaking Dumbo from Disney in the room, I'm just supposed to nod my head and say, keep it up. That's exactly what we want as fans. 10-7 and our heads caved in playoff games. Let's get down 21-0 again and have comatose Al Michaels scoffing at us and Kirk Herbstreit, who probably is working on 2 hours of sleep because he's flying from college game day to do NFL games, saying, oh my God, they're sleepwalking through this game. They don't even look like they want to be here, and they're playing the effing Ravens in the playoffs. They're arch rival. I don't know. I'm not in the mood after 8 years of this to say this is incredibly remarkable and we as fans should appreciate this more. Screw that. You know, we could be more like the Bills. By the way, the Bills did not have 20 losing seasons. That's a massive fact error. That's not even close to being right. They had, I think, 5 or 6 years where they went 8-8 or 9-7. They might have even gone 10-6. They went a long time without making the playoffs. That's bad, obviously. But I would just say, you know, keep the same energy. I don't know, for the baseball team sometimes. I just, I don't, What I hate as a fan, and if I do this as a host to you as a fan, I'm apologizing because I'm sure you talk for 4 hours a day, 20 hours a week. You do it for 15 years like I have. Sometimes you come off this way, and I'm apologizing for it. What I hate sometimes is when people like wag their finger at me and try to like, you know, that's not how a fan should act. Fans don't understand how difficult this is. You don't get it. You're just a fan. You're just a guy who drinks beer and eats chicken wings during games. This is incredibly remarkable. No, it's not. We just went over this yesterday. He's been here for 18 years. He's won playoff games in four of them. That ain't incredibly remarkable. 412-928-9370. Here is Sam on the fan. Hello, Sam.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Anytime.
And you're exactly right. First of all, I think Rob King is just afraid to get fired by Mr. Rooney. That's probably why he's saying what he's saying, because now being the play-by-play guy, whatever, you know, he's
got to say the right thing. That's not an attack on his credibility. It's just saying we know who signs his checks now. And right. You'd be out of your gourd if you didn't think that that affects the way that people like that talk about him. It absolutely does.
That's exactly right. And finally...
But I don't like when... But one more point, then I'll let you finish. I don't like when people who work for teams then say, you as a fan don't understand this. Oh, really? I don't. Oh, so you're going to talk to me now like I'm 5 years old. I don't understand? Me, I don't. I've been watching this team here in Pittsburgh for 15 years. I've studied 50 years or 60 years of Steelers football. I don't understand. Thanks. Thanks a lot for that. But go ahead, Sam.
That's exactly right, too. And all the fans that you're talking about, and we're complaining right now, like we don't know football. We sit there. Our wives get upset with us because we watch football.
Yes, they do.
I used to watch the 1 o'clock game, the 4 o'clock game, the Sunday night game, the Monday night game. So, you know, for us to be told we don't know sports or we don't know football, that is a slap in the face. Also, the local media, jumped on Tomlin, I think, a few years back. Finally, if you're looking now, the national media, the golden boy's finally getting some attention in a negative way.
Well, you know why I think that is, Sam? You know my theory on that is? I'll give you my theory. I think the national media actually despises Aaron Rodgers so much, and they look at Tomlin as the reason why he's here. So right now, I think he's actually getting dragged down. I think it's the anchor of Aaron Rodgers that's now having people say, well, this is Tomlin's doing. And now some of these things that they've given him credit for in the past, they're now retroactively criticizing him for. And thanks for the call. It'll be interesting. My guess is, though, they'll pick a side if it doesn't work, and I don't think it will. And they'll blame Aaron Rodgers, and somehow the people that really come out of the woodwork to defend him nationally will blame it all on Rodgers, and he'll skate on it. But that'll be a difficult thing to do and reconcile nationally when Aaron Rodgers literally stood here last week and said, the reason why I'm here is Mike Tomlin. So my thought on that is, if it works, Tomlin should get all the credit. If it doesn't work, he should get all the blame. Is this Abraham, like Abraham Lincoln, or Abram? This is Abraham. Hi, Abraham. Are you named after Abraham Lincoln?
Nope, not at all. But I did get the nickname Drinking Lincoln.
Where was that at? In college, in high school, in?
Cleveland, Pittsburgh, and Wilkes-Barre, Scranton.
Oh, so you've been everywhere drinking beer. Good for you.
Yeah, thank you very much on all my success.
Yes, exactly. What do you got for us, Abe?
I'm surprised to say it, but man, I agree with everything you said. Tomlin is why. Okay, did you ever see the movie Moneyball?
Yes, we love Moneyball. That's what Brad Pitt. Okay. That's a great baseball movie, a great sports movie.
And what's he say?
It's a 2-hour movie.
The season. If you don't win the last game of the season, you didn't win nothing.
He said that?
Right.
I don't remember that line. He said that in that movie?
No, it's the last game of the season. He loses. Yeah, you have to win the last game of the season.
Interesting.
Okay, yep. And I also agree with you on the callous stuff.
Thank you, Abe. Appreciate it. I'm not that kind of strict grader on the Steelers. I'm not one of these if you don't win the Super Bowl, it wasn't a good season, people. I think there have been years where in like the cycle of trying to get back to winning, like I'll give you a perfect example. The first year Cowher took over, they won the AFC Central. They lost to the Bills in the playoffs, didn't win a playoff game. They lose the first game. My opinion, that's still a great year based on where they were at the tail end of Knowles' career. Coach walks in, he's in his 30s, unsettled situation. They immediately start winning. I don't care that they lost a playoff game in year one. I would even say for Tomlin to be consistent, when the Steelers were bad in 2006 and Ben turned it around in 2007 and they lost at home to Jacksonville in the playoffs to David Garrard, Tomlin's first year. I would even say on Tomlin's list of seasons, I would put that in the good category before I put it in the bad. So, yeah, not every year is get to a Super Bowl or your season sucks. But I think when eight teams make it to the second round of the playoffs and you haven't done that in 7 years and you haven't won a playoff game in 8 years, that's a long time for any franchise to go with that kind of drought or cold spell, especially one that has high expectations like the Steelers. Here is Dan next. Hello, Dan.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, brother.
Hey, I'm here with my son. We're in traffic on the Parkway East. So I just called you. My son, I don't want to wait 60 years. He's 9 years old. So we won a Super Bowl before that. You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you loud and clear, Dan. Hey, Dan, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
I'm going to Myrtle Beach next week. It's me, my wife, and we're going to drive 10 hours with our daughter who's not 2 years old. Do you have any advice on how to do a long drive with a toddler? You have a nine-year-old.
Yeah, I did that drive. Drink some Gatorade, a big Gatorade bottle, so they get, take a piss in it when you're on the road. Now,
what does that do for that? Thanks, Dan. That has nothing to do with trying to make my life easier with a two-year-old. Have you ever done that, by the way? Peed in a bottle while driving? I 100% have done that.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
People do that?
Yes.
Oh, God. I've pulled over and gone in the woods.
Yeah.
But I don't want a bottle of...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It's a risky proposition. Because you're driving while doing it. I'm like now incriminating myself. I'm sure I'm breaking some kind of law, but I don't even know like what kind of ticket you'd get for that.
So my question,
I guess, indecent exposure because you have to pull something out to go.
So my question is, and I got to word this carefully.
Yes.
The
Gatorade bottle, I think, is the only way to go, because I think you have issues with, say, like a Coke bottle or a Pepsi bottle because it's a narrow bottle.
So my question was, do you aim or do you...
The Gatorade bottle mouth is very wide. And if it's not wide enough for people out there, well, then congratulations on all your success, because that's a big bottle. Right? You know the ones I'm talking about.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. So that's why I think he recommended the Gatorade bottle. Real ones know about it.
So did you aim when you did it?
No. What I did was I... kind of like not stood. I'm in cruise control, so my foot's not on the pedal. I've still obviously have access to the steering wheel and everything else. So I would kind of scoot up in my seat a little bit. You unzip your fly, you let it out, you angle it in a way. This is very descriptive, where like you drop it in. There's no aiming unless like you're. I mean, unless you really had to go and you're nervous now that you're going to fill the whole thing up, I guess that's like also a potential issue.
Fill the whole thing up?
I know.
How much water did you drink that
No,
day?
That has not happened to me, but I'm saying maybe like that's a consideration for some people or something they've had to deal with while doing it. I have not.
And then you touch the steering wheel after?
Well, yeah, I have wipes in my car.
Yeah, still. Were there people in the car when you were doing this?
No!
I don't know.
Wait a minute. You don't think like a wipe that you use to, you know, on kids that wear diapers, you don't think a wipe like that suffices for cleaning your hands after peeing?
I mean, I guess, but still, you're you know, you're touching things and then you're touching the wheel and then all the buttons in your car.
Bro, I'm not going to call anybody out, but you walk out of the bathroom here at work, it's not 100% success rate that people wash their hands after going. And then they touch the same door handle, everything else that you do.
No, I think people here wash their hands.
I think they do, most of them do, but it's not 100%. I've seen it happen.
Anybody at the fan you'd like to call out?
No, I've already done enough of that this week. Text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text. And Edgar Snyder reminds you there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Dom is here. Intern Jack is here. Jeff Hathorn going to join us next. And then at 5:30, Judge Donnie. Me versus Dom. The Honorable Hawk will be the judge. You just heard the breaking news into the fan from Detroit. I guess the weather app on my phone is completely BS. Because even though it looks like on my phone thunderstorms or rain won't affect Detroit until around 9 o'clock, they've already made the decision to postpone tonight's game there between the Pirates and Tigers. Doubleheader tomorrow. Game 1 will be on AM and Game 2 will be with us. It's going to be a classic doubleheader, a traditional doubleheader, not a day-night situation. So the first game is going to start around 1, and then 20, 30 minutes after that game, Game 2 will happen. They will keep the Wednesday night pitching matchup for Thursday afternoon, the early game. That means Andrew Heaney will face Tarek Skubal. And then the game that immediately follows that, which you can hear here, will have Paul Skeens on the mound against TBD now for Detroit. But that game's actually already been announced for 5:40. So regardless of how quickly they play game one, that game's going to start at 5:40. It's not that's a weird one. So it's not really a day-night doubleheader. It's two scheduled games, but they spaced them out enough where I don't see in that amount of time how they could get people in and out.
Yeah, it's a 1:10 and then a 5:40. So even if it's
by the way, that's
quick
Jeff
game.
Hathorn from 93.7thefan.com that you hear. The Hawk Report, which Dom, do you have the Hawk sound effect?
Yeah, give me 1 second, please.
I already have it. I'm on it. Usually I'd criticize you for that, but we're obviously brothers in arms now against Callis, so I'm not going to look for reasons to.
Jeff, have you been following this whole Callis thing?
I am aware of it, yes.
Did you hear what Florio said today?
No.
In his 16 years at NBC, he's never heard of a time where they would just pull audio without asking for permission first.
Yeah, that's not
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Typical of a network.
Yeah.
That is not typical of a network. I mean, ESPN, NFL Network, they'll contact us.
So just, I think, pretty incriminating.
And Craig has already confirmed that nobody reached out to him. I'm assuming nobody reached out to Jeff.
Yep.
So now Florio's saying they normally don't just not reach out to anybody. So
that puts Big Callis back in the crosshairs. I do like that we have Skeens on our station tomorrow. I am disappointed that when it really made sense to do it, Donnie Kelly and AJ Hinch didn't get together and set up Scooble versus Skeens.
Do you think it was, I don't want Paul Skeens to lose another 1-0 game?
No, it should be, if we're going to beat Scooble, let's put our best guy on the mound to match their best. That gives us the best chance to win that game.
Or does this give you the best chance to split?
Yeah, so you're shooting for a split when you're 29-47 or whatever it is? Come on now, you got to make up ground, Jeff. And I know the way it works in baseball, the veteran always starts the early game and the less experienced pitcher pitches the latter game of a doubleheader. That's the way it's been in baseball when I was working in the minor leagues. It was always that way. But can't we see the forest through the trees and give everybody the matchup that the entire world would want to see? The best pitcher in the American League versus the best pitcher in the National League.
You mentioned it works out better for the fan, though, because we get Skeens against TBD as opposed to Heaney against TBD.
So you've obviously been at Oakmont. You haven't been around the Pirates as much lately, Jeff. What do you make of the conversation around Skeens and the Cy Young that many of the people that you share the press box with, Zangrilli brought this point up. He doesn't trust the baseball writers to vote Paul Skeens for the Cy Young Award if he has a losing record, because no starting pitcher in baseball history has had a losing record and won the Cy Young among starting pitchers. Relievers have, but not starters. And you're around a lot of these people. Do you get the sense that they would still value something like that, the win-loss record?
A few. But I think it's changed.
You don't have a vote,
I mean,
do you?
No, I don't. But I think even in the last few years, and I mean, I point to Ron as someone that would have voted for something like that. I mean, there's been some turnover now.
How do you think Ron would handle it? Because he famously went against Larry Fitzgerald in the Heisman race and picked Jason White.
I think in that generation, wins matter a lot more.
So you think he'd go for like a Zach Wheeler if he had 17 or 18 wins with the Phillies?
And I mean, let's see who gets hot for a couple of months towards the end of the season.
Yeah.
If somebody on a contending team helps take that team to the postseason, then that's gonna lay some weight.
Brian Reynolds is no longer with the Pirates because he's on paternity leave, and he left in the middle of last night's game to go on paternity leave. This is one of those things where 15-year-old me would be livid over, but now 39-year-old me is like, I totally get it. And now this is not his first kid, right? I think he's had maybe...
His third, I think.
Does it get to a point where, like, you know what? We've had... This is kid 6. I think I can sit this one out. I'm only hitting 220. I got to get my numbers back up. I'm looking at the pitching matchups. I think I can hit these guys, although I saw Scooble and maybe said, see you later. I don't need to see him 4 times.
Or is it like, I could get a few days here? You know, and I'm away a lot. Maybe I should be home to watch the other kids.
Do you like, have you watched a lot of the 30 for 30 documentaries and things like that?
I watched some of them, yes.
So it's either one that the NFL did or ESPN did, but they did one on the Oilers, the Warren Moon era Oilers, and how they had all this talent and they scored all these points and stuff, but they never obviously got over the hump. And there's the famous moment where Kevin Gilbride and Buddy Ryan started throwing punches at each other on the sideline, Jeff. I don't know if you were watching that game or remember that.
I do remember that game.
But something from this documentary that I didn't know was they had a lineman who left the team to go on paternity leave, and it was like unprecedented in the NFL. And they chronicled it in this documentary where like the Today Show interviewed him, and it was like a huge dividing thing for their team. Like some guys thought it was, you know, admirable. You're putting your family first. But others were like, dude, we're trying to win something here. We're all going through stuff. You got to be there with us.
How did Bum handle that? That's what I wonder.
He wasn't the coach there. It was Glanville. It was Glanville at the time.
Glanville.
Jeez. Yeah. Who Chuck Noll probably hated more than like any coach in the history of football.
That was a great time to grow up with Sam Weish.
Remember when Weish said this isn't Cleveland?
Yes.
That was epic.
And then what was it? Weish and Noll, or no? It was Noll and Glanville that got,
yeah, that
got
was
into
the,
it.
I don't think Noll shook his hand after the Steelers won that playoff game there, if my memory serves right.
That was a hell of a division. Listen, Houston had some great teams that just couldn't.
And they had great uniforms.
The Steelers.
And it's a shame that the Titans wear the Oilers uniforms a couple of times a year. I think that that's BS. That would be like if the Pirates left for another city and 10 times a year they wore peas on their caps and wore Pirates uniforms. That would really piss us off here.
What would the legend of Earl Campbell be if he was a Steeler?
Earl Campbell? I feel like he's one of those guys not having lived through that era, but Steelers fans just probably respected him just because of how hard he ran the ball. I mean, I feel that way about Nick Chubb. He played for the Browns. I like Nick Chubb. He's one of the few Browns players that I've liked over the last few years. Now I'm getting harassed by Cleveland sports talk show hosts about things, so I'm really not in the mood to give any Browns players credit at the moment. Do you think that Mitch Keller will be on the Pirates roster August 1st? You're thinking about it.
I am thinking about it. They know they need to make a move. I think if they get a good...
Do they?
I think they do. I think they know they need to make it. They see the hitting. I mean, they know what's going on.
So when you say that, though, you make it sound like you think they'll trade Keller for a major league bat. Like it'll be a classic traditional baseball trade. Hey, we have good starting pitching. You might have a lineup where you can afford to get rid of a good hitter. Let's swap Mitch Keller for...
If not a major league bat, a major league ready bat, which they think Spencer Horwitz is.
That's what I was just going to say, man. That would be... Bat. Now, Keller's better than Ortiz, but that would be that trade concept revisited all over again. And the early returns on Horwitz are not very good. There's no power there, Jeff.
No, and they knew that. I mean, you knew this guy was a gap hitter. How many gap
your
hitters
first
do you have?
Exactly. Your first baseman is not supposed to be a gap hitter. I'm sorry.
Not when your third baseman's a ground out specialist.
No. You know, when I was down there 2 years, you were down there with me 1 year when we went down to spring training, and I asked people both years, give me a good reason why Hayes can't play shortstop. And no one really has one. Everybody thinks he could do it, but he's never been approached about it. You'd rather have the great defense at short than third, and you would be able to live with, I think, the offensive output at short more than you would at third. And it would free up that position to go out and find somebody to play third base who could hit for you. It's easier to find a third baseman who can hit than a shortstop who can hit, Jeff.
Here's another part of that. Was it maybe 3 years ago? The question at Charrington is, why do you keep drafting all these shortstops?
And they've got none. That's the ultimate irony of the whole situation, isn't it?
Unbelievably so.
Yeah.
And now they've got their best prospect at shortstop.
Griffin. But people say he projects as an outfielder. So that's going to be, that's so far down the line for me. There are so many things that could happen where that guy gets screwed up between now and his arrival in the big leagues. I mean, look at the Chandler thing now. For 3 months, he looked like he was a world beater, and it was Paul Skeens 2.0 down there. Zangrilli's eating a submarine on the air, a hoagie yesterday, threw bites saying, I think this guy, just talked to an MLB scout who says he's not ready. And guess what? The last couple pitching performances actually backed that up. He's not doing well down there now.
No, he's throwing a lot of pitches, not a lot of strikes. Wehner was on this morning and said that multiple scouts told him the same thing.
Jeez.
That now is, you know, he's struggling right now. And you can't come to the majors with just a fastball as an outpitch.
But then why did people for months project him as the best pitcher in all of minor league baseball if he's limited in that way?
Because if you watch, I mean, the first month of the season, he was unbelievable.
All right, Jeff, you've got big shoes to fill here because Judge Donnie is next. And you're presiding over a case between myself and intern Dom.
Orange on orange blood.
What's being litigated in court today? Will the Steelers win a playoff game with Aaron Rodgers? Dom is arguing for, I'll be arguing against. Some would say roles we were born to play. Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. If you're tuning in expecting to hear the leadoff show in a few minutes, you're bleep out of luck. There isn't one because it's been rained out in Detroit. But you will get postponement theater with Dan Zangrilli at 6. Man, Jeff's really pounding the hell out of that gavel. Holy cow. With authority. Let's hear it one more time. All rise for Judge Donnie, brought to you by the Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. The venerable Judge Donnie is in Delaware. For tax purposes, maybe. Also there to visit his family. So we have a new judge. Judge Jeff, who was working in an appellate court. Judge Hawk has been brought in here to preside over a very difficult case, a complicated case. And that's the question of whether or not the Steelers will win a playoff game with Aaron Rodgers. Arguing for that is borrowed from the Top Dog Law Division. Dom DiTommaso, Esquire. And I will represent the law school that did produce a man from Delaware, Joe Biden, and that is the Syracuse Law School. And I will be arguing against Aaron Rodgers winning a playoff game. Quick aside, my commencement speaker for graduation was some no-name who I had never heard of, although something happened where like he was in battle and like part of his like face got blown off. But then he was somehow like miraculously recovered from it. So I guess that actually it's a pretty cool story. But the point is the next year it was Joe Biden. So I don't even remember that guy's name. The next year I went back because I had friends who graduated, including the girl I was dating at the time. And we went back to see Biden. My mom went to support these people with me. And she was ecstatic that at the Carrier Dome they were serving beer for a commencement address.
Oh, that's... that's top notch,
right?
So
you
got
to see if that's still next May for you, Dom.
What if beer is still being sold at the commencement ceremony?
Yeah.
Mello spoke this past year, and now I think we're going to get someone on a much lower level.
I think Tim Benz told me he had Kermit the Frog.
What?
I swear to God.
Kermit the Frog did not give the commencement ceremony.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Kermit the Frog. Who gave yours, Jeff? You don't remember.
I was so hungover, I don't remember.
Yeah.
I love that out of Jeff.
I wasn't bad for my graduation.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
But the next year when I went back, I was pretty...
Do you have shorts underneath the... Or...
I don't think so.
That I do remember. Because we it was outside. It was... We had shorts.
All right. This is the way it works. Dom will get 2 minutes to make his case. I'll get 2 minutes to make mine. We'll each get a minute for... closing final arguments. Go ahead.
Jeff, if I may approach the stand.
You may.
And I've been watching a lot of Better Call Saul.
Are you standing?
So I'm ready for this. I can stand. Make it very official. Jeff, let's look at where the Steelers were last year. They were a 10-win playoff team with two quarterbacks that people were very excited to run out of town. So now you take that exact same team, double-digit wins, made the postseason, and if you look at their roster, they really haven't gotten worse anywhere. In fact, they're probably going to be better at wide receiver. I think DK instead of Pickens is kind of a lateral move, but I would argue DK is a little more talented, and you remove the headache that Pickens is. So wide receiver is an upgrade. Running game, I think, is going to be better. Offensive line should be better. Defense should be just as good. And you still have Mike Tomlin, who I think is one of the best coaches in football. Now, where we get the playoff win is at the quarterback position. Because you replace a Russell Wilson, who everybody was sick and tired of, with a guy, Aaron Rodgers, who was top 10 in yards and touchdowns last year, had better numbers than the MVP Josh Allen, than the Super Bowl MVP Jalen Hurts, and Aaron Rodgers is going to be as motivated as anybody going into this season. So a team last year, 10 wins, made the playoffs, is incredibly better at the most important position, and everywhere else they are, if anything, also improved. So Jeff, this is going to be a team that not only makes the playoffs, but wins a playoff game and very possibly makes the AFC Championship game.
Your Honor, the drug-sniffing dogs must have taken the day off on the way through the courtroom today when our man from Top Dog Law Firm came in to make his case for the Steelers winning a playoff game with Aaron Rodgers. He is using an argument or a rhetorical device that I've seen and heard several other low-budget attorneys use, and that is the idea that, hey, look at the Steelers last year. Now add Aaron Rodgers, therefore they'll be better. You know who else made that mistake? His last team, the Jets. With Zach Wilson in 2023, they went 7-10. They brought back Sauce Gardner. They brought back Quinn and Williams. They brought back Breece Hall. They brought back Garrett Wilson. Hey, they even brought in his friend, Devontae Adams. They went from 7-10 to 5-12. My counterpart here likes to argue things like, look at where Aaron Rodgers ranked in passing yards last year. All right, so let's do that for a second. Geno Smith threw for more yards than him. Sam Darnold threw four more yards than him. If we just do something as rudimentary and elementary as let's look up who threw the most passing yards last year, well, by that logic, Darnold and Geno Smith are better. I'm going to just throw a dart at a board here and pull up a random year. Let's do, I don't know, the 2019 regular season. There it is. Who led the league in passing yards that season? Jameis Winston. Your Honor, does that make him the best quarterback in the NFL for that year? So you're not getting anywhere with passing yard stats. The stat that matters here is this, Your Honor. In the entire history of football, over 100 years of NFL football, only one quarterback at 41 years old has won a playoff game. That man's name is Tom Brady. If you think Aaron Rodgers is just as good and just as dedicated, well, then you can make that in your closing argument, intern Don, but we know that's not the case.
Mr. DiTommaso, do you have a closing argument?
I do, Jeff. Thank you. I'm going to stand back up.
Thank you.
So first of all—
That's not helping you, by the way.
Don't tell me what's helping me. My argument is helping me. Judge Jeff, first of all, Pony brings up the Jets and how he did not succeed there last year. No quarterback has succeeded with the Jets in years. It is a miracle that Aaron Rodgers put up the numbers that he did with a team that has been littered with disaster for the past decade plus. Pony brings up Geno Smith, who had a career revitalization last season, and he brings up Sam Darnold, who also had a career revitalization and won 14 games. So if you're going to compare Aaron Rodgers to those two, I'm good with that. You bring up the stats and how they compare to other people. Judge Jeff, the reason I bring up these stats is not to say he's one of the best top four quarterbacks in football. It is to say that he's not washed, like everybody likes to bring up. And so if you're getting an Aaron Rodgers who's won four MVPs and a Super Bowl to a team that last year was already pretty successful, yes, you're winning a playoff game. And hold on.
No, it's his time is up here, Judge.
Judge Jeff, people said the same thing about Tom Brady, Peyton Manning,
Brett
Favre.
We'll give him some leniency.
What?
Thank you. Much appreciated.
Oh, my God. This is unprecedented.
People said the same thing about Tom Brady when he left New England, Peyton Manning when he left Indy, Brett Favre when he went to the Vikings. And how'd it turn out for them, Judge Jeff?
Mr. Filippone.
Well, again, researching things, obviously not a strong suit of our just-finished legal student intern, Dom, because he's citing numbers and names of guys like Brett Favre and Peyton Manning and Tom Brady, who were all much younger than Aaron Rodgers when they changed teams. I don't know how Peyton Manning going to Denver at 36 years old is the same thing as a guy at 41. You then circled back and said, oh, I'd love for Aaron Rodgers to be compared to Geno Smith and Sam Darnold. What's wrong with that? I'll tell you what's wrong with that. We're arguing in this courtroom right now, will Aaron Rodgers win a playoff game in 2025? You know who didn't win playoff games in 2025? Geno Smith and Sam Darnold. So why would you want your guy lumped in with them? People that did win playoff games last year, Jalen Hurts, Jaden Daniels, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes. If you, Judge, and others out there, the jury's not here, they're not important, but if you out there believe that Aaron Rodgers is just as good as those guys, well, then go ahead and rule in his favor today, but we know they're not.
We ready for a verdict?
I'll stand.
While a compelling case was made by Mr. DiTommaso.
Yes! Woo!
He lost me when he said AFC championship game.
Damn right.
Jeff, don't worry about that. Worry about playoff game.
Too bad the decision's already been made. You can appeal somewhere else.
And then you went too far. The ruling in favor of Mr. Filippone.
Absurd. I demand a recount.
That was like Wrong Johnny state. Cochran versus the caveman lawyer from Saturday Night Live right there. That's how bad that was. That was a butt kicking.
Oh.
You remember those skits? Caveman Lawyer?
I do. Was that Phil? Was it
Phil Hartman? Yeah. Do you still watch Saturday Night Live?
I do.
Really?
When I was a kid, my 80-year-old grandmother used to watch SNL. So we'd go visit her for a week, and 10:30 in Wisconsin came on, and boom, SNL.
Wait a minute. You just taught me something. I didn't know that in East, like, I thought they would just delay it an hour. So they would call it Saturday Night Live, but it would still come on after the 11 o'clock news in places like Chicago and Milwaukee and stuff. It actually airs there an hour earlier.
Yeah, it was at 10:30.
So that means in Los Angeles, Saturday Night Live is on at 8:30?
It might be 11:30 in LA.
Hmm. Don,
you guys don't watch SNL now?
I have watched one episode in like the last 5 years, and that was the one that the guy that everyone thinks is funny, who's from Pennsylvania, who's a Notre Dame fan, hosted. Shane Gillis, is that his name? Mm. Have you seen him?
Yes.
He's funny. I like him.
Yeah, the guy who does the president is pretty good. There are some good skits.
Why is Dan walking in here right now? We're in the middle of a segment. Didn't you see the light on? What are you doing?
I can't believe that Dan's going to go to 10:35 with this.
I thought it was on at 5:45.
No, you're on at 6.
Oh, okay.
And then I don't know what time you're on until. 10,
I'm 10, so sorry to interrupt, Dan. Would you like me to leave? I can leave.
Well,
you're making it
unbelievable. You're not offending me. You just made it very awkward. It's not.
I thought it was on at
5:45. There's one person in the history of this radio station who would waltz in here during segments, and he'd get up on this table and start cleaning things, and you know who that is.
Oh, I thought it was somebody else.
Phillips.
Here to do an update.
Phillips has been texting me nonstop about my Myrtle Beach plans. I don't know how I'm going to do it.
You're going to Myrtle Beach?
9-hour drive with a 2-year-old.
Oh, my.
You know, if there's advice I would listen to if I were you, it'd be from John.
No doubt. Especially on games of chance.
Well, I think sometimes it's very, very prudent to listen to people's advice and then do the opposite.
Fair enough.
Do you have a tablet? Tablet.
Isn't that what people do with your predictions?
Yes, it is, Dan. Thank you for that.
Movies on a tablet. Post that bad boy on the back of the seat.
We've never done that.
Well, I'm sorry to interrupt. I'll leave.
Thank you.
Okay,
Dan.
I'll leave. I'll be outside in the hallway waiting.
I'm surprised you didn't bring dinner in here tonight at this time to start eating while we were here.
You should ask him, Pony, since he's here. Should the Pirates have lined it up so as Scooble Skeens?
Come on, no. Do it for baseball.
Well, yeah. I mean, from a must-watch ratings deal, of course.
And who gives you your best chance to beat Scooble Skeens?
Maybe you're just the way that he's been. I think, what is it, one earned run in 30 and 2/3 innings. Scooble's been better than Skeens. He's the best pitcher in baseball. It's not Skeens. It's Scooble right now.
I threw this at Pomp on the showdown on Sunday. If baseball still didn't have its old fashioned, even though the two leagues play each other all the time now and we give awards for both leagues, and they went and did it like everybody else, and there was one Cy Young, who would get it, Scooble or Skeens? I think Scooble.
Scooble.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
He's on the best team. I think that does impact there.
.29 earned run average in his last four starts. One earned run, 30 and 2/3.
If you gave Callis, he steps into a batter's box, and he gets 200 pitches from Scooble, how many of them does he make contact on?
Are we talking just straight four-seam fastballs?
No, Scooble can mix and match and do whatever he wants.
I would say maybe he nicks one. Then again, he did roll over probably. That was, what, 80 off the bat? No, the wild things?
Like the exit velo from his bat?
Yeah.
Or how fast the pitch was?
So he was
the
facing
pitch was
somebody.
92.
Wow. And he rolled that over to third base.
Yeah.
With somewhat authority.
I'm saying 25.
You're nuts.
Wait a second. You have that much faith?
That he gets his bat on.
No way, dude.
So,
because
no,
you could sit there and guess fastball the entire for all the 200 pitches.
I understand that, but then he's not just throwing backfoot sliders.
Yeah, he's not throwing batting practice. He can throw the fastballs out of the zone.
I might be inclined to agree with you if these are just straight four-seam fastballs and
so
Harry knows what's coming.
He could get a chance to time it up and get used to it.
I mean, think of the deception from the left side. Just,
no way, Jeff.
I mean,
25?
So 25% success rate of round bat on round baseball.
No, 25%
but
out
Jeff,
of 200.
But think about what you're saying.
25 out of 200.
Okay, but then that would I would guess that would mean of those 25, how many drop in for hits? One or two?
I mean,
right?
Probably more than that.
You didn't say in fair territory. You just said
no, but
bat
I'm saying
on
just
ball.
I'm saying just statistically, if he's making contact 25 times, you think one of them would?
I mean,
would
I
have duck fart, you know,
him.
Something like that? Texas leaguer.
I mean, what major league hitters are unable to do against school?
No way, dude. That is absolutely not
that
happening.
That is drinking some callous Kool-Aid, if I've ever heard
like
it.
College baseball.
I mean,
that's a. There's no way
for the Waynesburg Yellow Jackets, not the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets.
I mean, he made contact with Mason Miller.
This is when Mason Miller was throwing 78, not 108. I mean, hey, man.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know. If he were, if
no,
he had
you
played center field for Florida
it.
State, perhaps
yeah, good
I
point.
Would be more inclined to agree with you.
All right. We'll see
or
in a
Western,
little bit, Dan.
All right. Sorry, Kentucky. I'll leave. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Quick timeout. Very quick. We'll be right back with a hodgepodge, just the PM team on the Fan. The Minute Mark is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Fan weather is brought to you by our friends who sponsor Judge Donnie. The Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. The weather in Detroit, no bueno. So that's why they've bagged tonight's game. And they've turned tomorrow into kind of a weird doubleheader where they've already announced the second start time for the latter game. It's not a day-night doubleheader, but I don't know how they're charging fans in Detroit because I guess technically with Scooble pitching, a game that'll probably take an hour and 15 minutes, there would be enough time to get people out of Comerica Park and get new people in to watch the second game, which we've learned will be pitched by Paul Skeens and will air here on The Fan tomorrow. So that is your fan weather. Let's get to the hodgepodge.
This is a hodgepodge of nothingness.
Brought to you by Two Men in a Junk Truck. Visit them at twomeninajunktruck.com.
This is a hodgepodge of nothingness.
Email, DJ Paulie D returns to River Casino Pittsburgh. I'll be returning to the Rivers Casino Pittsburgh tomorrow at their sportsbook to do the show. Dom, you missed the whole phenomenon that was Jersey Shore, right? Too young for it?
Way too young.
Yeah.
Were you big into
it was
Jersey
part of
the
Shore zeitgeist, the as Little Austin likes to say. I was not really into it. I'm not really, that's actually not true. I was going to say I'm not really into shows, but that's a lie, because you're watching Better Call Saul right now. I've watched Better Call Saul. I've watched Breaking Bad. I've watched all the True Detectives. I've watched The Sopranos. I've watched The Wire. What other like TV do people say is on like the short list of greatest TV shows of all time?
Game of Thrones.
Yep.
Did Six that. Feet Under.
Did both. Last season of Game of Thrones sucked. Six Feet Under is pretty, well, it's a show about a family that owns a funeral home. So not exactly the most uplifting subject matter there.
Well, neither is Breaking Bad or Better Call Saul.
Yeah. Those shows are about, okay, there's a bunch of bleep heads and a-holes. Which one do you find the most endearing from the list? You know, that's what those shows are all about.
I gotta
who
give...
among these mobsters in Sopranos is the guy that you have a soft spot for? And mine was always Paulie Walnuts.
Not Tony?
No. I liked actually, I hated Christopher.
Oh, I loved Chris and Adriana.
Did Adriana do it for you?
Oh, my God. Yes.
Didn't really do it for me.
Really?
She came out of hibernation. She's in that movie that's on Netflix with Vince Vaughn and Joe Manganiello.
What, that Nana show?
Yeah. It's a movie, not a show.
Movie, same thing?
Not the same thing at all. But yeah, she is married to Joe Manganiello in that movie. Congratulations
really?
On all his success. Yeah. She still looks the same.
I haven't seen her in anything.
I know. She's done nothing. They haven't needed someone to play like the trashy Italian girlfriend or wife in a long time, I guess. She's been typecast as that. Typecasting sucks. You know, it's actually, here's why it sucks. You've done such a good job in one role. You've become so identifiable with one role that people just think you can do that one role. That was Jason Alexander's problem from Seinfeld. He had that issue.
Robert De Niro has kind of had the same thing. He's always a mob guy.
Robert De Niro has appeared in like 100 movies in his life.
No, Pony, I'm saying that he's known for being a mob guy.
You know why that is? Because every time Martin Scorsese makes a movie, he casts Robert De Niro in it. It's the greatest. If that's typecasting, sign me up for it. Every time, like, the greatest director wants to make another movie, he doesn't care that Robert De Niro is 97 years old and just had a kid 3 months ago. He casts him in it. He literally just put him in a movie where it's like an old Eddie Murphy movie where he's playing two different characters.
Typecasting. That's exactly what typecasting
but
is.
But the reason why he's in all these mob movies is because Martin Scorsese keeps making mob movies. But those are not the only movies that Robert De Niro is in, so he hasn't been typecasted whatsoever.
He's being picked for mob movies because,
by one guy!
Because he knows he's great in mob movies.
Yes, but then he also does all kinds of different movies. It's not like we're looking at the IMDb page of Robert De Niro and it's like, man, all this guy did was mob movies. Was Meet the Parents a mob movie?
I bet if you ask anybody to name three movies Robert De Niro
has done. Yes, he's most identifiable with Goodfellas and The Godfather and stuff like that.
Correct.
But he has not just made mob movies. Adriana from Sopranos has literally only been in things where she reprises the role of Adriana in everything she does. Robert De Niro did not play the character that he was in Henry Hill or whatever the hell his name was in Goodfellas. He did not play that character in Meet the Fockers. He was Ben Stiller's dad. He had no mob ties whatsoever. I think he actually worked for the FBI or CIA or something like that. Anyways.
This is a hodgepodge of nothingness.
Go ahead. It's your turn.
I was watching a YouTube documentary yesterday about space travel because I find that stuff interesting.
Okay. So you just typed space into YouTube and that's what popped up?
I fell down a rabbit hole. I don't know how I started,
yeah,
but I know where I ended. And I thought about this because they were talking about how we traveled to the moon and how the goal is to eventually travel to Mars. Does it not shock you that we went to the moon in 1969?
Yep.
And we haven't figured out a way to get to Mars by 2025? I would think that would be on the top of NASA's list, is to get to Mars.
See, I thought you were... I don't know what NASA's up to. I think NASA's like you. I think they're kind of just like living off the past. I think NASA's expensive, and I think that we're like, yeah, we beat the Soviets to the moon, we did our stuff in space, we're good.
They're resting on their laurels.
They're resting on their space laurels, exactly. Well, what happened to that Trump Space Force or whatever that he created? What the hell are those people doing?
What were they supposed to do?
I don't know. I'm nervous that there actually is extraterrestrial life that they're trying to like keep buried below the surface, and they're actually out there doing very important work to make sure we don't get attacked by these beings.
Do you believe in aliens?
Yes, 100%.
Dan Zangrilli, thumbs up, thumbs down. Do you believe in aliens?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look at the folks that I work with and the people that I talk to on the postgame show. How could you not? It's a good
point.
Yeah,
you don't think Mike in Newcastle is from another planet? Actually, he's not the one that's really, you know, a space cadet or out there.
Not plenty of mutants, though. Plenty of mutants.
The first time Callis and I ever got into an on-air thing was we were talking about aliens.
Yeah.
And I said, if aliens came down to Green Tree, I said, Matt Cole would probably be the guy to die first. And then I said, if Matt Cole was smart, he would feed Callis to the aliens and they would be too full for anybody else.
And he took exception to that? He took umbrage with that comment?
Yeah, he did.
I mean, I said at the Fan 5 alarm this year when Crowley was cold, he should have cut Callis in half. And just like Luke Skywalker went into that like big llama-looking thing in Empire Strikes Back, he should have done that with Callis. So I guess who am I to judge?
For warmth.
Yeah.
Inside Callis.
That's probably where, like, now this vendetta that Callis has with me started, was when I made that comment.
Do you think aliens, if they came down here, would look around and just be so disappointed in us? Like, oh,
I don't
my
know.
God. All the disgusting things humans do.
I think they'd obviously have the high ground because they got to us and we didn't get to them. So whatever they're doing, they're obviously ahead of us. Because like you said, we've been to the moon. We don't seem to want to... That's why I'm going back to my take that NASA is just kind of chilling. When are we going to do more stuff on the moon?
That's what I'm saying. Like, we haven't done anything since 69.
Are we? So we're
that
just...
you know of. dot, dot, dot.
So, okay, Dan, what could they be doing, though? Do you think it's alien stuff?
Do you think that they would tell us?
No. So what would you theorize it is? Aliens?
Big, important stuff. Apparently, that we're not allowed to know.
There's also the exact opposite end of the spectrum, which is we didn't actually get to the moon and we just faked the whole thing. That's a whole different can of worms.
Don't you think if they were doing this high top secret stuff that somebody would leak it to the public?
A whistleblower, if you will.
Right.
Not if they were afraid that there would be like dire consequences if they did. Aren't there some people that were involved in the first moon landing? Didn't some of them kind of go away under some questionable circumstances?
Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin, they strike me as
I'm saying people that were more behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Now I'm just kind of...
But Neil and Buzz, they seem like they're straightforward, up and up. Remember Buzz Aldrin punched that guy out when he was like 85 years old?
And he punched that guy out because he was asking the kind of questions that we're asking right now.
Oh.
So do you look at that and say he was so offended that someone would say that, or maybe the guy was onto something?
See, I think...
Could go either way with that, too.
See, I think it's the former, because what would Buzz Aldrin care if he was full of it and he actually hadn't been there, done that... And somebody was besmirching his good name and his amazing accomplishment. That's what would tick you off.
Yeah.
If you actually did this all in a studio, you'd probably shrug your shoulders and let him be. So no, I'm gonna say the Buzz was there.
Do you agree though that the thing that would be hard about that is you go to the moon. Let's say you're like, what are you doing to top that? What's the second act after that?
Well, isn't that?
Oh, I was the first man on the moon. Awesome. Like. It's all downhill from there.
But isn't that a thing where there's like real bouts of depression from those who work in NASA or have done some really amazing things because of what you're just saying?
And I totally get it.
The ultimate high. It's probably like a drug in some cases.
And then you just come home and the wife's bitching about how you didn't take out the garbage. And
here's the Costco list.
She's badgering you about like what, you know, what are we going to do for dinner? Can you get the kids to bed?
No doubt.
You know, 6 years ago, you just walked on the effing moon.
Well, think about it. Like when, you know, you accomplish some amazing things in life, it doesn't have to be heading to the moon, but
I get it,
all the other stuff that you do, it pales in comparison.
Well, didn't A.J. Brown say that after he won the Super Bowl? He's like, man, I kind of thought this would feel better. Like, this is what I worked my whole life for. I kind of thought this would be a better feeling.
Dan, I've asked this question before, but I don't think I've ever asked you. If I told you that somebody working at the fan was secretly an alien just down here to spy on us, who would you guess?
I pull a name out of a hat.
Starkey?
That would be my guess.
I mean, Starkey or Callis, yeah. I mean, Crowley as well.
No.
I mean, he's more of a deep sea urchin.
I think Crowley's more of the guy that would get like taken by the aliens and probed.
And who's to say that he hasn't been?
They say if you get probed, they erase your memory, so you really would have no idea if it happened.
And he's just going to say, I was blackout drunk in Morgantown
one night.
That's
what I'm saying. It's the perfect crime.
Yeah, he was impressed.
He's the perfect guy to steal, because instead of thinking, oh my God, why did I black out? There's a perfectly good reason why you blacked out. It's because you were so drunk, and when you were drunk like that, they sucked you up into one of those shuttles and started probing the hell out of you. I'm just saying. All right. I don't know what Dan's doing now. I'd say the leadoff show is next, but there's no game to lead off to. So I think he's going to vamp about the state of the Pirates for a little bit and then call it a night.
Continue the alien talk. Who has a better offense? Mutants from Mars or the Pirates?
Did you hear
412?
Did you hear what Wayner said about you this morning?
No, dare I ask.
He said, Dan is right. I'm talking to scouts too. Chandler, not ready.
How about that?
Yep. Not ready. What happened? Looked like he was unhittable. Now he's very hittable.
The kid from Carrick co-signing on, I guess it was breaking news, right? We reported news yesterday on the program.
Well, but when you look at the box scores there, you know, you can put two and two together. They've not been impressive lately.
Sure.
So something's going on.
And that's Ks per nine, walks per nine. What do both of those take? Lots of pitches. And if you need lots of pitches in AAA, you need,
even
a lot
more
of them.
Yep.
So it's not hard to figure out.
All right, Dan's next. We'll talk tomorrow at 2, and we will lead you into a Paul Skeen star on the Fan. PM Team signing off.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.